Rangers fans, welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. Is Jamie back here? Jamie might be on honeymoon. Congratulations to our own Jamie Jors for getting married this past weekend. Here at Cheesehead TV, though, we're focused on another Packers legend, another Cheesehead legend. This morning, we have a lot to talk about. One, Mr. Donald Driver. It was basically Donald Driver weekend in the state of Wisconsin. If you haven't been following along, if you're away from a computer or away from the newspapers over the weekend, Donald Driver was a very busy man. Came back to Wisconsin this weekend because on Saturday he had an event in Green Bay. They officially named Donald Driver Way. They renamed a street in the city of Green Bay. They renamed, I believe it's Pearl Street, Donald Driver Way. So he had that dedication to attend to. And then while at the same time, Pearl Street, which is actually right near Titletown Brewing Company in Green Bay, they unveiled the statue in Donald Driver's likeness on Saturday as well, at the same time, as part of the same ceremony. You might remember the, if you ever happen to be in Green Bay, and if you're a fan from out of town, this is a great place to go to. You know, people sometimes ask me, well, what's there to do in Green Bay? They know to go to Lambeau Field. They know to take a tour of the stadium and check out the atrium and all those things. Well, then they wonder, you know, what is there to do in Green Bay outside the stadium? And I would suggest to anybody, go to Titletown Brewing, and because it's the history there of the Packers is actually really cool. And they have the old, what they used to call the receiver statue, in quotation marks, the receiver. And it was just, used to be a generic person, nobody in particular. And they've actually moved that statue from the old Packers Hall of Fame back when it used to be right next to Lambeau Field there on Lombardi Avenue. But they, you know, since the Hall of Fame moved, they moved that statue and moved over to Titletown Brewing Company. And so that's out there. And they repainted now that receiver in Driver's likeness. They put number 80 on it. They made it in Donald Driver's skin tone. Actually used to be white. Now it's made in the likeness of Donald Driver. So that's really cool. So that happened on Saturday, and then the big event happened on this Sunday at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. If you're not from Wisconsin, Appleton's just about a half-hour drive from Green Bay. It's really not too far away. So Donald Driver hosting his sixth annual celebrity softball game. And you know, I really think the peak in popularity came last year because the Packers were... Donald Driver coming off his Dancing with the Stars victory literally just weeks before. Is it even days before? It was not long. So Donald Driver coming off his you know, nationally televised reality television show victory in Dancing with the Stars. And Donald Driver hype was in overdrive at the time. Everybody wanted a piece of Donald Driver, and you know, in his football accomplishments on top of that, having to do with it. But this being the first event since Donald Driver's announced retirement. Again, he still, according to reports, still has not filed official retirement papers because the big storyline coming out of yesterday's event, the big storyline coming out of the Donald Driver celebrity softball game was that Driver has received overtures from other NFL teams about coming out of retirement and potentially playing for them. And Driver saying, no, he would play for the Packers, but that's it. And actually, it's kind of cool that, this was the story coming out of yesterday's event. We had reported, I was lucky enough to report the exact same thing back in January. I was lucky enough to be granted an exclusive interview with Driver the day he announced his retirement. Not the event at Lambeau Field, but the day he announced his retirement kind of through press release. So the day that the nation learned he would be hanging up the cleats. He told me this, and I quote, quote, "I'm not going to come out of retirement unless it's for my own team," said Driver. "If they want me back, then I'm willing to come back. If not, I'm willing to put the cleats up and walk away," end quote. And that was back on January 31st. And that happened to be in New Orleans at the site of the Super Bowl, the day Donald Driver had made his retirement public. So actually cool that we're a little bit ahead of the curve way back when in reporting that. And Donald Driver not changing his mind since that time, maintaining the status quo, as it were, and saying that he's staying with the Green Bay Packers. And you know, I really think that does make Donald Driver unique because there are so few players in the NFL that really kind of go out on their own terms. And really, I mean, I can't blame football players for doing so in trying to make their careers last as long as possible, because what? I mean, the average football career is for guys who actually make an NFL roster is probably what, 4 or 5 years, the average NFL career. And you know, there's so many that don't even make it 1 year that it really is remarkable. And Donald Driver to play, you know, what did he play? He'd been with the Packers since 1998, I think, or is it 99? Forget the first year off the top of my head. In the late 90s, I know that. And before the turn of the most recent century. And Donald Driver, he plays his whole career with the Packers. He's beloved, you know, in addition to his reality television exploits, a very, very good NFL wide receiver. I'm not sure I'm going to go out on a limb and say great, but a very, very good receiver, multiple time Pro Bowler, the franchise's all-time leading receiver in receptions. Kudos to a great career and just a charismatic guy. Of course, everybody knows the Donald Driver smile, and I think the smile alone has taken him a long ways. He just flashes that smile, and you can't help but smile yourself. And he's got such that big grin, that big toothy grin. And Donald Driver retiring as a member of the Packers and going out on his own terms. And, you know, for so many people, so many players, it doesn't work like that because they try to prolong the career as much as possible. And you know, you could see Donald Driver, if he really wanted to, maybe he could play somewhere else in the NFL this year. Maybe, and not be a star, but end up making an NFL salary for another year as a team, you know, for a number three, number four wide receiver on some team, maybe not be a starter anymore, but be a reliable backup and just be part of a team. And I'm not saying that team's good, but you know, if If Don, I'm looking at the comments here on the live blog. Eric Young Smith says, "I will call Donald Driver great." I'm glad somebody does. Donald Driver, you know, he could play somewhere else in the NFL, and I couldn't blame him for wanting to do so. If he wanted to make an NFL salary, you know, your earning potential as an NFL player only lasts so long. So I couldn't blame him for wanting to bring in another $500,000 this year if he really wanted to. But instead, he's hanging it up. You know, he's going out as a member of the Packers. And he says, you know, if the Packers want, you know, call and say I'll be back, you know, he'll be happy to rejoin the team. And as far as the likelihood of that happening, of Donald Driver rejoining the Packers in 2013, I would say rather unlikely. The Packers have kind of turned the page in that, you know, they got Jarrett Boykin, the second-year player, kind of an up-and-coming kind of guy. They got him. Then the Packers kind of took 2 seventh-round wide receivers this year in the NFL draft and could be the Donald Drivers of the future, seventh-round draft choices. We'll see about that. But, you know, they're kind of turning the page, going the young direction, going the young route. But you know what? I really wouldn't rule out the possibility of Driver coming back, say, in training camp, in midseason. You know, I wouldn't rule out that possibility entirely. I'm not sure it's going to happen before training camp, but you just never know when injuries strike and they could use a guy just to play out the rest of the year. I mean, it basically happened last year. Remember what happened with Ryan Grant last year? Ryan Grant, running back Ryan Grant. You know, there was kind of this whole off-season storyline all year long. You know, will the Packers resign him? Well, they never did. They ended up signing Cedric Benson, you know, in the midst of training camp. But then Cedric Benson ends up getting hurt. Alex Green starts wearing down. James Starks is nursing injuries. And well, so mid-season, the Packers have nowhere to turn to. But Ryan Grant, a guy who knows the offense, who's been productive in it before, so they re-sign him, and I really could see something similar happen to Donald Driver this year, you know, if injuries necessitate it. And you know what, though? It kind of almost seems at the wide receiver position that maybe injuries could necessitate it. We've gone over the wide receiver off-season look at the wide receiver position on this show before. You know, obviously, Jordy Nelson, James Jones, Randall Cobb, they're going to kind of form the top three, the top trio of wide receivers in Green Bay. Beyond that, there's a little uncertainty, but you've kind of got, you know, Jarrett Boykin fighting for that number four wide receiver job. But, you know, most teams in the Packers carry 5 wide receivers on that roster, and they took the 2 seventh-round wide receivers, Charles Johnson and Kevin Dorsey, this past April. But both those guys hardly took part in the Packers offseason program because of injury. Presumed injury, I should say, because the Packers don't really come out and say it. But, I mean, otherwise, why else would they have not have practiced hardly at all, you know, in the May-June timeframe. Kind of interesting there because the Packers, you know, they made in the midst of the offseason program end up signing a couple extra wide receivers just because they were running a little bit low on numbers, you would think. You know, the Dorsey and Johnson don't practice at all. So in the midst of the offseason program, they sign Alex Gillett. Then they just signed, you know, just a little over a week ago, Tyrell Sinkfield. So you kind of see that, well, there's some injury issues here. Packers, you know, were in the need of some numbers. And you know, there's a difference in needing wide receivers in May, June, July than there is in needing them in September, October in the regular season. You know, right now the Packers probably have about a dozen wide receivers on the roster. Well, you know that's not going to last. You know, you know, once training camp comes along, and especially as the regular season comes along, you know, there's not as many quarterbacks in Green Bay, so there's not as many balls going around. They don't need these guys to be catching all the passes during practice and things like that. But you just never know when things start get whittled down to the Packers' 53-man roster in September, and then all of a sudden a wide receiver has an injury in September, October, you know, whenever in the middle of the season, whenever, you know, where are they going to turn to then? Are they going to turn to some unknown quantity at wide receiver? It may be if they think the guy has a lot of potential, but if there's a couple injuries and they're just looking for a guy who could come in seamlessly, you know, who knows the offense, who has a rapport with Aaron Rodgers, well, it really wouldn't be that hard as long as Donald Driver is staying in shape. I could see him playing in 2013, you know, under a 1-year contract and just helping out the Packers again. And it would only add to the legend of Donald Driver in Green Bay. But, you know, I could see it happening. I don't know if it's a likely scenario, but there, for what it's worth, I could see it happen. Just like I said, just the same way Ryan Grant did in 2012 could be Donald Driver's role in 2013. So we'll see here what happens. But you know, kudos to Donald Driver for his sixth annual celebrity softball game, a sold-out crowd, for according to the reports I read, some like 9,000, over 9,000 people in attendance, which is great, you know, especially considering he's now retired. He's not even a current member of the Packers anymore. So really interesting there how that all worked out. And you know, to see him get such fan support and go out to such fanfare at yesterday's event. You know, I what would have been an interesting story, I think, from yesterday is for the first time ever, the Donald Driver invited former Packers to take part in the event. You know, William Henderson was there, Amon Green, Kabir Baja, Bia Would have been interesting to hear somebody ask Donald Driver if he ever considered inviting Brett Favre to the event, or if he will in the future. Because apparently the Donald Driver, even though he's retired, the Donald Driver softball game is going to continue. Will he invite Brett Favre back to take part in the event? Because, you know, as you remember, it's kind of a long time ago now. But this was Brett Favre's event before it was Donald Driver's. Used to be the Brett Favre Celebrity Softball Game. He was the host. And then when Favre left, of course, he was traded to the Jets and then signed with the Vikings. Well, that kind of ended the Brett Favre Celebrity Softball Game. Maybe Donald Driver can play a role yet in bringing Favre back into the Packers fold. As kind of been an ongoing storyline this offseason, and all the things that Brett Favre has said, and Aaron Rodgers has said, Mark Murphy has said, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who knows? Could see things come full circle for Brett Favre from you know, being the former host of the annual Celebrity Softball Game to maybe coming back and participating in it once again. I won't hold my breath, but who knows? Would be interesting to see, and would be an interesting story nonetheless if that were to happen. So that was the big news in the world of the Green Bay Packers over the weekend. You know, all these Donald Driver events from Saturday to Sunday on Father's Day, and how appropriate that might be. A guy hailed as a good father himself, Driver to his children, and they're always running around, I know, at the Driver softball game. I was there the previous 2 years, and so really cool event there. But you know, kind of other news coming out of the Donald Driver softball game. I think yesterday, if you followed the coverage along at JS Online, Running back Duan Harris was there in attendance at Driver's Game, being invited to play and take part. And what happened there is, interviewed after the game, Duan Harris says he'll be ready for training camp. Of course, this is the guy who had the cyst removed from his right lung this offseason after a routine checkup, after a physical taking place. They discovered this, and it was no normal size cyst, or I'll play ignorant. I mean, I don't know what a normal size cyst would be, but apparently the size of a fist. And so this had to be removed from his right lung, and man, you can just imagine something that shouldn't be there, you know, apparently non-cancerous, so, which is a great thing, but regardless, anything that's the size of a fist that's not supposed to be there inside your body, you can imagine how much, you know, space that would be taking up and you know, putting pressure against a lung or other organs for that matter. But, you know, Duan Harris coming out and say he's going to be ready for training camp. And training camp is now a month and a half away, I'd say. About, what is today, June 17th? Yeah, just over a month away. I believe the very first training camp practice is July 26th. So a little over a month, about a month and a half away. And you know, I think they report even the day before that, maybe, players report back to Green Bay July 25th, I think the date is. Don't quote me on that, but it's very close if I remember off the top of my head. And so, you know, Duan Harris says he'll be ready by then. He's got a little over a month here to rest, recuperate, recover. And by that time, hopefully he'll be ready. And, you know, he'll kind of need to be ready to an extent, because that is now a crowded position in Green Bay at running back. Harris, of course, being a veteran and being one of the holdovers along with Alex Green and James Starks. But then the Packers added to the position in the NFL draft. They take two running backs in the first four rounds. They take Eddie Lacy late in the second round. They take Jonathan Franklin late in the fourth round. Heck, even after the draft, they sign as an undrafted free agent Angelo Pease of Kansas State, a guy who caught the eye of Mike McCarthy during rookie orientation camp. Remember when we were talking about Angelo Pease? Interesting there. And you know, a crowded position now. There's going to be a lot of guys fighting for carries, fighting for playing time. And I've said it before, I think all these guys, there's about six of them, fighting for maybe four roster spots at the halfback position, you know, not including John Kuhn at fullback, even though Kuhn has occasionally played halfback himself as, you know, in one back sets, things like that. You know, a lot of competition there. I would say most NFL teams, or at least the Packers, typically have kept three halfbacks on the roster, and that can fluctuate from time to time. You know, they might keep four, but I would say most of the time they've kept three on the roster. This year, I think with there being so much depth and most of those guys being quality players, or at least with the young guys, you hope they're going to be quality players. You know, there's going to be a lot of competition there just for roster spots. And then once they're on the roster, the fight for playing time begins. Who's going to start? Who's going to get the carries? What roles are they going to play? I mean, we could look at all those. I mean, who's going to start? I think eventually, I don't know, I've said this before, I don't know if it'll be week one, but I think Eddie Lacy is your eventual starter at the running back position. You know, just I think the Packers invested a lot to him. I think he's very talented. I think he can be kind of In a pinch, he could be a three down back, you know, if they needed him to be. The thing is, I don't think they'll need Eddie Lacy to be a three down back, but I think he could be, if he had to be. You know, and then how are they going to divvy up carries? Who's going to get the majority of them? Much the same way, I think Eddie Lacy will get the majority of carries, but they'll certainly be divvied up among Dewan Harris, on Jonathan Franklin, and then maybe, you know, whoever else gets the last roster spot on the team, whether it's Alex Green, James Starks, Angelo Pease, not counting anybody out yet. And what roles will they play? You know, will the Packers kind of employ a third down back? Can Jonathan Franklin be the third down back many kind of think he can be? You know, he was a good receiver out of the backfield in college. Eric Young Smith asked on the live blog, is Harris really able to compete with the rookies? You know, I think he is. I think Dewan Harris, based upon what we saw out of him last year, was really impressive. You know, late last year, basically, he carried the load down the stretch. You know, the playoffs, the last few regular season games. It was Dewan Harris who really kind of, you know, came on and started to be, you know, the Packers' go-to kind of guy there in the backfield. And you know, I think... Is he going to be the starter? I'm not saying that by any means, but I think there's a place for Dewan Harris on the team. And I think the Packers do have a nice thing now where they have backs who have different strengths and weaknesses, where Eddie Lacy is the big, thundering, power back, you know, just based upon his size. You've kind of got, you know, Dewan Harris who plays a foil to that. You know, he's small, he's quick, he's much shorter, and people are, teams, defenders, opponents are going to have a hard time even seeing Dewan Harris, finding him. He's going to hide behind his blockers. And so I think those, you know, those are good things to have both those options available to the Packers offense, where they're, you know, one guy brings one strength and another guy brings another, and maybe Jonathan Franklin is your third down back. He's pass blocking and he's catching passes out of the backfield. And you know, even John Kuhn kind of in a way played that role last year, because, you know, not because he could carry the football particularly well, but because he was a reliable blocker and because he was a reliable guy who could catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, once the ball was in his hands, he didn't have a whole lot of moves, but at least he could catch it. And, you know, if he's already downfield, a good reliable outlet pass for Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see who holds those kind of roles here this year. And you know, Mike McCarthy has gone in the past just simply preferring at times to go with a guy for a whole series. You know, this series is Eddie Lacy's. This series is Dewan Harris. This series is Jonathan Franklin. You know, some teams don't do it like that. Some teams go situational. And you know, it's sometimes it's hard to say when they go with a third down back, whether just go with the guy who's in there already instead of making a change. Building up steam a little bit. You kind of feel that maybe a guy just gets into the groove with things and they're just going to continue with him, just keep going. Maybe he's got the hot hand and you just kind of ride that success a little bit. We'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see the competition at running back in training camp and, you know, preseason games and how these guys perform and who's making a name for themselves and who's going to end up being the starter. And if that changes over the course of the season, who the starter is or who the bell cow is in the backfield. So lots of things to watch for that are be really cool. And you know, one of those things as a football fan, you really kind of enjoy watching. You really kind of sit there and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what I want, what I'm going to come here to training camp to do is take a look at these guys and try to figure out, you know, who the guy is. Eric Young Smith on the live blog says, Eddie Lacy is most likely the back who will make a tackler see stars and second guess about trying to take him down. Yeah, I mean, I think every Packer fan hopes that, right? I would agree with that assessment that he's the most likely to do that. You know, kind of for a while, Ryan Grant was the guy with as known as the big back in Green Bay, a little more powerful running style. And now that he's gone, somebody else has to play that role. And James Starks has kind of maybe played it a little bit, but, you know, he just has such a hard time staying healthy that it's hard to see anything from James Starks, at least on a consistent basis. But it's after 9 o'clock, folks. Thanks for joining us so much here on a Monday morning on Railbird Central. We'll be back on Wednesday. The show airs every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. So we'll see you then. So in just 2 days' time, we'll be back and talking more Packers football. On behalf of Jamie Jorz, I'm Brian Caravu. We'll see you later, everyone. I leave you today with a song called Freaker by the Speaker by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack. Go.